This is an Aero News Touch and Go for January 21st, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. Once every 3 years, the FAA asks for public comments on its existing regulations. The Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association is never shy to respond. This time around, AOPA is telling the FAA it needs to catch up with the times. AOPA is pressing for three initiatives. Allow a driver's license medical for recreational pilots. Approve IFR approach certified GPS receivers as a sole source of navigation. And create additional operations test methods for VORs. Because the FAA allows sport pilots to fly using a driver's license medical, and recreational pilots are subject to similar operational limitations, AOPA believes it's time that the agency updates its regulations to extend the same privileges to recreational pilots. On the GPS issue, the FAA currently requires pilots flying in instrument conditions with an IFR approach certified GPS receiver to have a backup means of navigation. AOPA suggests instead that the backup requirement be dropped and a notice to airmen be issued when the GPS system is compromised. AOPA adds that for the more than 25% of U.S. registered aircraft now equipped with an IFR certified GPS receiver, pilots flying these aircraft should be able to check VOR against the GPS receiver to satisfy FAR 91.171, which requires a check every 30 days. AOPA says its suggestions would offer pilots the same or higher levels of safety than current regs do. NASA is wrestling with a propulsion vibration problem in its new moon rocket design. The Associated Press reports engineers are working to develop options to address a thrust oscillation issue in the Ares 1 rocket. The Ares 1 and the Orion crew capsule are NASA's planned replacements for the aging space shuttle, due to retire in 2010. Officials say the accelerating gas vortices from the rocket happen to match the natural vibrating frequency of the motor's combustion chamber, leading to shaking. It's a phenomenon found in all solid rocket motors, including those used on the space shuttle. Program managers categorize the seriousness of the problem as a 4 on a risk scale of 5. NASA Administrator Michael Griffin, however, expressed confidence the issue will be resolved. An error by a controller is blamed for bringing two airliners too close together in the skies over Newark Liberty International Airport on Wednesday afternoon. The FAA is investigating the near miss between a Boeing 737 and an Embraer 145, both operating as Continental flights. FAA's Jim Peters told AP an air traffic controller at the New York Terminal Radar Approach Control Center on Long Island mistakenly gave the Continental Express crew the frequency for the tower at Teterboro Airport instead of the one for Newark. That meant Newark Tower was temporarily unable to contact the crew as both planes approached the airport. They came within 1.25 miles of each other horizontally and 600 feet in altitude. Both planes landed safely. The captain of a British Airways 777, which was extensively damaged in an emergency landing at London Heathrow on Thursday, is giving credit for saving the crew and passengers to his first officer, who was at the controls at the time of the accident. Captain Peter Burkhill told the AP that co-pilot John Coward's cool handling of the situation likely saved the lives of all 136 passengers and 16 crew after the plane apparently experienced engine failure on approach to Heathrow. Investigators are looking into possible causes, including a bird strike and fuel exhaustion. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. Airbus prepares analysts for an economic downturn. The TBM 800 gets a new glass panel and much more. And Continental says it's in no rush to merge. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, my guest is CFII Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves. We'll talk about circumstances in which VFR flight can present IFR challenges. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.